Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
When we got there, the very first interview we had was by a lady by the name of Erin Gray. Back in the late 70s, early 80s, she had been on the TV series Buck Rogers in the 25th Century. And not too long after that, she was a cast member of the Ricky Schroeder show Silver Spoons.
Yes.
And she's been in a lot of TV movies and things like that since then. And she's actually recently been the voice of one of the characters in the Ghostbusters video game. So I had a crush on her when I was younger. She was one of my first TV crushes, right around the same time as Daisy Duke.
There you go.
One of mine as well.
So I was a little bit excited to talk to her. And a little nervous, too, because it was one of the first interviews I've ever done.
And I don't think it helped your nerves any, but she is still as beautiful as she was on those shows. Like, she has aged beautifully.
She's 60 years old and does not look it.
No. So you look at her, and you're not looking at an older version of Wilma or anything. You're looking at that person. Like, she's absolutely beautiful. So that couldn't have helped any
I was really nervous. I was trying not to sound like an idiot.
You didn't.
You guys said I sounded okay, so
well,
I'm happy with
we'll
that.
We'll let the listeners be the judge.
Yep. So without further ado, we'll play you our interview with Erin Gray.
Excellent.
Hi, we're speaking with Erin Gray. You might remember her from... or Silver Spoons. Thank you for being interviewed.
Well, you're very welcome. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much. So I guess our fans want to know one important thing. Did you ever get to ride that big train that ran through the Silver Spoon set?
I cannot tell you how many times I've been asked that question. But no, I was not allowed to. Ricky was the only one who was allowed to, but the guy who actually ran the train said, look, this is my living. If you guys are running the train, it breaks and it's not available for the show. I'm out of a job, and I went, say no more, not to worry about it. So, no, we didn't ride it.
Oh, that's too bad. I can't believe other people have asked you that.
Yeah. Well, it's okay. Everybody loved the train. It was a big thing on the show.
Cool. And another thing, we were researching the other night, and we realized you're a voice on the newest Ghostbusters game.
Here I am. Here's my picture of the spider witch, and she goes something like this. Oh, yes. Oh, come. Yes. Anyway.
Nice.
A lot of fun doing that.
Oh, nice. How'd that come about?
That actually is a kind of a fun story. I was at an event at a wizard show, much like this, and this guy came up to my table, and we just started talking, and we really hit it off, and we're having a great time, right? And he said to me, what would something that make you really happy, like a dream come true? And I said, I'll tell you, I want to do a voiceover on a video game. I said, that is my dream. That's what I want to do. And he said, okay, done. And I said, what do you mean, done? Who are you? And he said, well, I happen to work for Sony, and we were just looking to cast for the Spider Witch. And he says, it's yours. And that's how I got the job. It was so cool. Isn't that a great story? You just never know when something's going to happen in your life, you know?
Definitely very cool. Do you have a favorite memory or episode of Buck Rogers?
Oh, that's an easy one. Yeah, the Space Vampires was definitely my favorite. Absolutely.
Well, I was a big fan growing up. I still catch the movie every couple of years, the original movie, and still holds up to this day, I think.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I'm glad you enjoy it.
Yeah. Oh, no problem. And I'm supposed to tell you, my wife here is going to try and interview Christopher Knight today from the Brady Bunch. She had a massive crush on him growing up, and she said, if I tell him that, you have to tell Erin Gray that you kind of had a crush growing up as well.
Well, that's very cool. I didn't know he was here, so excellent. Fun. Enjoy.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you talking to us. Big fan. Have a great time.
It's my pleasure. You have a great day. All right. Bye, guys.
That was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That was so cool. She was just so nice to talk to.
Oh, she was very nice.
Incredibly down to earth.
Yeah. Yeah. She didn't have the, you know, oh, well, I'm a superstar and I don't have time for this. Like, she was awesome. She was taking pictures with people before we had started the interview. People that were not even at her table, but Gil Gerard's table was next to hers. So people were at his table and then they wanted a picture with both of them. And she would just, oh, yeah, and just go take a picture with them. And it was just really cool. So I was excited for Jay.
Yeah, I got to meet one of my childhood heroes.
Yeah.
Greg Evigan from BJ and the Bear, you're next.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
So, yeah, I got over my, got over my nerves, and it was really cool talking to her because, like I said, I grew up on that show. Didn't realize they only had about 30 episodes. It was on 2 years. I thought it was a lot longer.
Well, when you're a kid, it seems like forever before you can get to the next show, so.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, folks. If you want to hear more, please check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.